You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and there are many basics to life, love, happiness, joy, and of course, hope. And joining us now to talk about hope in the workplace of all places is author, speaker, and happens to be the co-owner of Zingerman's, Ari Weinzweig. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. Hope in the workplace. How did that come about?
It just came to my consciousness in part through really some things we didn't handle well. Just happened to be walking by a couple interactions, one independent of the other, during the course of a week where in both cases, you know, somebody that worked with us who I take responsibility for their quality of their work, but they were basically dismissing the idea of a frontline staff person in a way that was not real conducive to building their confidence. The reasons they were stating for not responding better were probably accurate in terms of the frontline person's challenges in their work performance. But of course, there's ways to state those challenges that are more constructive and others that are not. And I didn't really blame them. I just tried to think of like, what is it that we're doing that's where we're falling short, because clearly we're not communicating this in our training, or we're, you know, there's something that we're not doing organizationally that's allowing this to happen. And so I started to reflect on what was going on, and I started to study more about hope, you know, which certainly organizations like Growing Hope and others, you know, around here and all over the country have done a lot of work around helping people in need in society and the community to build hope back up. But there's also a lot of research that's come out, and I'm not the world's expert, but through positive psychology studies, et cetera, you know, that just show super high correlation between hope and everything, better health, better job performance, better life satisfaction, lower sick calls, pretty much you name it, better learning skills, better achievement in athletics, better achievement in school, better reading levels, all of that. So I started to realize, well, if this is the case, on the upside, and we had, you know, I just happened to walk by two particular incidents, but obviously I'm sure they weren't the only ones, that we ought to be able to correlate the work we had done with training in other areas and build it in for hope. So I started to do more study and started to write about it. And there'll be a couple essays in the next book, and the actual book will be out next spring, but hopefully we'll have a pamphlet out, sort of a single coming up off the forthcoming album. The single should be out this month. Even though the book won't be till spring. And then I'm speaking on hope in the workplace next week.
So when you speak about hope in the workplace, are you like, you hope you get a raise, or you hope you keep your job, or you hope your coworkers are not too annoying today? How do you incorporate hope into the workplace?
There's different things that go on. I mean, one is just being mindful of it, and the fact that, you know, hope is, it's, I mean, we're not born hopeful or unhopeful, but our surroundings and the people around us, the community circumstances, et cetera, you know, either build hope in us or they defeat hope. And if it's really bad, they leave us hopeless. It's just become clear to me that we can be much more active and mindful about how we manage hope. So on the downside is to not diminish hope in unintentionally. And that could just be by responding to people's ideas better, you know, by treating them with dignity and respect. But I sort of came up on a more proactive side with six things that we could do really every day for anybody, that if we do those, they would help to build hope. I mean, the first is to be clear that there's a better future. You know, it's obvious. I mean, if you don't, and I think for people like you and me, we live that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're advantaged around hope. The second is that you're helping them see that there's actually ways to get there, because part of what happens is people, you know, having the fantasy of a better future, but you don't know what to do to actually make it happen isn't really all that helpful. It becomes delusional. A third is to help them see how much they matter as an individual, just as a human being.
Sure.
The fourth is to help them see how much their work matters, so that their work is not just to get a paycheck, but they're actually impacting their coworkers, the community, the people that do the supplying, you know, whatever it might be. The fifth thing is to help understand how important little things are, because there's a tendency for people who don't have healthy hope to be waiting for the miraculous arrival of some rescuer or one day I'm going to be doing this, but they don't understand how many, you know, how many times you have to practice the violin to actually become a violinist. And then the sixth thing would be to see that you're part of a meaningful, of a larger community or a larger group that is meaningful to you. So not the one that's assigned to you by nature of some sort of socially imposed identity, more something that's meaningful to you, whether it's a group, you know, a jazz band or a basketball team or your family or a workplace that cares about you or a town or whatever, something that, that you feel a part of and that you can be yourself within that greater whole.
I love how you put that, healthy hope. I'm all about hope and happiness, but you're saying you got to be a little more realistic about it?
Well, it's there's sort of the, I mean, people say, I hope for this, but it's, you know, they don't, it's more in terms of waiting for a miracle.
which we also believe in, don't you?
Which isn't a terrible
no,
thing.
No, right?
Generally, in my experience, it's a long wait.
Yeah.
Helping people understand that, you know, the one extreme is sort of the, there's nothing I can do, it's just going to be this way forever. And the other extreme is sort of the fantastical, the magical thinking of one day I'll show up at work and everything will be great. And in between, there's a healthy hope, you know, that's mm-hmm. balanced with concern. And we learn how to go about actually making a difference and contributing to positive change. And, you know, for people like you and me, that's what we're doing every day, hopefully. But there's a lot of people who haven't had the benefit of that. And so it's much harder for them. You know, they don't know how to do it.
So you'll be speaking.
And our job is to teach, you know, if we help cultivate that and teach it, then they start to feel better about themselves. They do better work. The organization benefits, the people they wait on benefit, their families benefit. I mean, it's a very holistic thing to me, and it really has no cost.
That's the best part.
Only upside.
Yeah, yeah. The bottom line is an improved atmosphere for everyone. We're talking to Ari Weinzweig. He's going to be speaking as part of the Zing Train series on hope in the workplace. And if you hope to be going, well, sort of sad news, it's sold out at this point.
It is, which is a good problem.
Yes.
But we do have a waiting list going, and inevitably some people will cancel. And then also we're going to be coming out with this pamphlet so people could always call Zing Train and get their email there and get their name on a list, and we can let them know as soon as it's out, too.
Any idea when that will be?
I'm hoping this month, but, you know, get it.
All right. Well, we will look
I'm
forward.
Hoping this month.
Yeah. I did get it, and I thought, oh, he'll think I'm...
And we're working on it. We're working hard on it.
Right. And it won't be a miracle because it is healthy.
No, it's
happening.
Already in the
it's
works.
Happening.
I've
it
already
is.
Written it.
All
that
right.
Was, that was a lot of
Well,
work.
I hope to talk to you soon. Ari, thank you so much for joining us
thank
on 89.1 WEMU. We look very much forward to the pamphlet, and good luck with your presentation.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.